Yod Sibin, 13th of June, Rabbi Yoel Rabinowitz.
Title?
Pashas Nosi.
Pashas Nosi.
Could this actually, Pashas Nosi is famous as the longest Pasha.
Does it might be, we have a longer speech? Or?
Well, what might be less well known is that it actually also has the longest Medrash in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and that Medrash is on the Karbonos HaNesiim. For us, it looks like the Karbonos HaNesiim are just simply a repetition, same thing 10 times, but in 12 times, but in actual fact, the Medrash explains how each one is actually a unique carbon. But we're not going to speak about it because we've got half an hour. So I think I'll be very popular with you too. What I do want to speak about is Pashas Nosi. Pashas Nosi represents a little bit of a dilemma for us. On the one hand, when we learn about the Nosi, start off with Ishki Yapni Linda Neda Nosi Lahasi Lahashem. Rashi immediately points out to us that we're talking here, there's a smichas ha-pashas, the pasha of Soita and the pasha of Nosi are next to each other. And he says, what's the reason for this? Lama Nisli Pashas, Nosi the Pasha Soita. To tell us, a famous Rashi call Haroya Soita Bekilkula Yasi Atzmi Minayayin. Anyone who sees a Soita in her disgrace should separate himself from wine. Wine represents that source of lightheadedness, frivolity, which led to the downfall of the Soita. So it looks like it's a good thing. It looks like it's a good thing. And if you take a look at the Pasha, you'll see that the Nazi is called a Kodesh. Ko Yimei Nizrei Kodesh Hu LaHashem. He's a Kodesh. The Torah calls him a Kodesh. Nezei Eloi Kavar Roshoi. I mean, he's got very, very special titles. In some ways, like a Kohen Gadol. And yet, there's another famous Rashi, and Rashi tells us like this. It says in the Pasha, if he becomes Tomei, if he almost makes off the Pesach Pisayim, he becomes Tomei, he's got to keep away from Tumas HaMisk in entirety. And if what happens is, he happens to be in a building and someone dies, because of Tumas Oihel, he also becomes Tommy. There was absolutely nothing he could do about it. He's going to have to shave off his hair. He's got 7 days in which he becomes Tohoi. He's got to, it's a 7-day process. On the 7th day, he has to shave off his hair. And on the Yom Hashmini, Yovish Day, Soim Hashnei B'nei Yoyin, Arachayin HaPesachoy Moid, on the 8th day, after he'd become a Tomei Meis, he now brings a korban. And the Kohen makes this, these two birds, what he does with them is, one is a chatos, and one is an oila. V'chipa olav me'ashechota ala nefesh, and he atones for him, me'ashechota ala nefesh, for what he has sinned. When we see those words, you think, well, maybe he's held a little bit responsible for having become Tommy. Maybe he should have been more careful. But Rashi doesn't say that. What Rashi does is, he quotes, well, the first Pshat Rashi is, of course, like that. But the second Pshat Rashi, he quotes Rebbe Elazar Kapor. Rebbe Elazar Kapor in the Gemara says, what me ashechota ala nefesh, shetzia atzmai min hayayin. That he he withheld wine from himself, so he afflicted himself. He gave himself a certain level of pain, discomfort, that he held himself back from wine. And for that he needs a chatos. For that he needs a kapara. For that. So, the question is, has he done a good thing or has he done a bad thing?
What does Bikilkula mean?
In her disgrace.
And not when she's been brought.
When she's been brought to Beis Din and
not while she goes into the segregation.
No, when she's brought to Beis Din, when she's brought to the Beis
Din. So the whole community needs to. The whole community needs to be there when the sentencing happens.
Well, they don't have to be there. It doesn't have to. It's not true. They can be there.
All the sentencing is done in the public.
They can be there, but they don't have to be there. They don't have to be there. Anyway, so let's take this a stage further. If you look at the Mishnah in Nadorim, right near the beginning of Nadorim, I think it's Daf Tes, the Mishnah says, Kin Nidre Rishayim Neda Banasi. If someone makes himself a Nazi, Kin Nidre, takes on himself Nidre Rishayim to be a Nazi, then that is a Neda. Kin Nidre Rishayim is not. Kin Nidre Rishayim is. Kin Nidre Rishayim. The Mishnah describes making a neder to be a nazi kinidre rishayim. I mean that's even more extreme than we were saying before. And yet there's a Gemara talking about this dichotomy, this two-way split between whether we call him a kodesh or whether we call him a rasha. The Gemara says that this is a Gemara quoting Shimon HaTzadik. It's a famous Gemara. So it's like this: Miyomai le'achalti yashon nazi tome erechot. In my life, I never ate from the carbon of a nazi tome, except the following: Pamachas ba'adam echad nazi min adorim. Once a nazi came from the dorim. V'ra'isiv, and I saw him. Shu yafe eight yafei nine matoif roim. He's a handsome man. And he had long hair, curled long hair. Very handsome man. The toiv roik, the toisas, toisoi tartanim, my mouth, you know, Benima, race, lash, his asaf, as I love. You're a handsome man. I said to him, Beni, tell me, my son. You're a handsome man, good looking. You can take all that off, you're suddenly going to be a skinhead. It's not going to be, you know, circles, maybe it's popular, but in comparison, look, you're a handsome man now, you're not going to look particularly handsome in comparison to what you were at the moment. So, you have a beautiful head of hair, why are you doing it? He said, I was a shepherd for my father in my city. I went to fill water from the well. Now remember, in those days, actually, men didn't look in mirrors. Actually, it's an issa of Lo Yubash. It goes into this of Lo Yubash Gera Sim Nasisha. A man is not allowed to wear a woman's clothing, to look in the mirror. Today, because it's a common thing for both men and women to look in the mirror, so there's no Issa. But presumably in those days, an average person will not look in the mirror. Not look at himself in the mirror. But he went down and he filled water from the spring, and as he's filling it, he sees his own reflection. And I looked at my reflection. My Yetzirah was overwhelming me. And wanted to destroy me from the world. You're a handsome lad. You're a handsome boy. Very attractive. you know, wanted to destroy me from the world. Amarti loy. I spoke to the Yetzer and I said to him like this, Rasha, what are you being proud of in a world which isn't yours? What are you getting carried away with when you, on a piece of rima v'teleah, for rotting, wormy flesh? Ha'avoida. And then he said, I made a promise, I made a shavua. Sha'agalecha chol l'shamayim, that I'll shave you l'shamayim. This is what this young man, Min HaDorim, told Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik says, Miyad omadati v'mashakti v'al aroshay. I stood and I kissed him, aroshay, omadati loy b'ni, kamoicha yibin, noisrei naziris b'yisrael. And I said, my son, like you, there should be many Nazirim in Yisrael. You, what he's talking about when he says Lahazi Lashem, that you're doing it in Shem Shammai. So here we have quite clearly Shimon HaTzadik giving his haskama to someone who made himself into a Nazi and saying, like you, you become a Shabbat Yisrael. So Shimon HaTzadik is not calling him a Rasha. And yet, on the next onward, we have Rabbi Elazar Kapor. We saw a snippet of it in the Rashi. Let's take a look at how it's brought down in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Kapor, Rabbi Yoyma, V'chipol of Meshe Chotan HaNefesh. Rabbi Elazar Kapor, Rabbi quotes the pasuk which we saw before. V'chipe alav me'ashechata nefesh. V'chipe eizoi nefesh chotazeh. Who did this man sin against? Elo shetziatzme minayayim. The answer is he sinned against himself by preventing himself from drinking wine. That's who he sinned against. V'alo dvarim kal v'choyman. Here, listen to what Rabbi Elazar Kapor says. And it's fascinating. He says, I've got a kal v'choyman to me. If this Nazi, who all he did is he held himself back from drinking wine, and for that he's called a chayta, Rabbi Elazar Kapor makes it quite clear that the Nazi is a chayta for that. But if he's a chayta for that, hamatzatz may mikol davar alachas kama v'kama, someone who holds from himself other things, many things, how much more so? Mikan, from here, Kala Yeshef Batanis Nikra Chayta. Anyone who takes on himself and sits at Batanis, takes on a Tanis, is a Chayta. Vadin Karab Nozitomek, Ziv, Mishum Tashonu Bachet. You'll say, if any of you are really on the ball, you'll say, if you take a look at the Pasuk is talking about a Nozitomi. Maybe it's a Nozitomi who is the chayta, but the normal person's not. Maybe you'll argue with Rabbi Elazar Kapor. Rabbi Elazar Kapor says no. Only mentions it there because he's even worse off than Nazir Tommy. But it applies to Nazir Tommy as well. So here we have Rabbi Elazar Kapor, who actually seems to be giving us Hashgofa Sahaim and saying that the Hashgofa, the Toyotic Hashgofa, is that such people are chaytim. Which sounds very, very strange. Sounds very strange. So what can we do about it? So Nesiv Shonim gives a line on this, gives a way of approaching this. See, he actually points out that in the Rambam also you have a massive stir, a massive contradiction on this. He quotes a Rambam at the end of Hilchos Nedarim. But I'm going to bring you the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Nozi, which maybe is a little bit more mufurish. Rambam at the end of Hilchos Nozi says, like this, someone who says, I'm going to be a Nozi, if I do this and this, oh, I'll take on myself to be a Nozi. That person, Harizet Rasha, he is a Rasha. Un Nazirus Kazum in Nazirus Rashaimu. And the Nazirus like this is a Nazirus Rishayim. When the Remember the Mishnah says, Kenidre Rishoyim Lazi, that if someone takes on himself a neder like a Rishoyim, they can become a Nazi through that. That's a type of Nazi we're talking about.
Be Kodosh,
no? So what he says is, if he uses it like, you know, people get carried away sometimes and they say, if such and such a thing happens, I'll take on to be a Nazi. Or if it's not like I said, I'll be a Nazi. Yeah? That is Nidre Rishon. That's what the Rambam says. It's Nidre Rishon. But, Avon Anoite Lashem, Derech Kedusha, someone who makes a neder to Hashem, Derech Kedusha, how is a Noyo Meshubach? But someone who is noted to Hashem, Derech Kedusha, because he wants to be a Kadosh, that's Noyo Meshubach, that's wonderful. This it says the crown of Hashem is on his head. Kodesh Hu LaHashem. That's what the Rambam says. But there's another Rambam in Hilchos Deos. The Nesivos Shon quotes it from Hilchos Deos. I saw that. Rabbi agree that in his Sefer HaYikadeos he brings that. In Shmoyda Prokim, Peg Dad of Shmoyda Prokim, it's also the same as there in Hilchos Deos, but let's read it from Hilchos Deos. It is an eye-opener, this Rambam. It's going to take things a whole stage further than this. Shema Yemad, perhaps a person will say, Hoyo Vakina Vatava Vakova Dukiyetza Bem Derech Ra. You've got all these terrible middles of jealousy, and desire, and honor, and all these types of things. It's kind of time I covered to my Simas Adam in Oilam. Efreish Me'em, B.A.S., I'm going to keep far away from them. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Adjalo Yoicha Basa, Milo Yishte Yain. And therefore he decides he's not going to eat meat. Not going to drink wine. That's Taiva. I mean, that is the Zolo Vasove, right? So he's going to keep away from that, etc., etc. He goes through a whole list. And he's going to be like the monks, the priests. Abstinence from any pleasures of Olam Hazeh. Such a person is a chayta. Sounds very holy. Sounds very wonderful. Says the Rambam, he's like the priests of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. He's a chayta. He's a sinner. This isn't Yiddishkeit. How do I know that person who abstains like this? And why is he abstaining? Because of kina and taiva and kavod. It's a chayta. So the Rambam says. He goes on and on and on about it. The Rambam. Long piece. We just had the Rambam saying, if someone just gets carried away and says, if such and such a thing happens, then I'm going to be a Nazi, that's no good. That's a nidre rishon. But if someone does it for the best of reasons, for inyanei kedusha, that's wonderful. That's what the Rambam said in Hilchos Nazirus. And yet here in Hilchos Deos, he says, what's the person doing it for? Because he wants to be Purush from Kina, from Taiva, from Kavod. And the Rambam calls him a Chayta. So we have a straight stira contradiction in the Rambam. So Nesiva Shalom suggests the following line from his grandfather, I think it was. It says like this. We've had the Smichas HaPashus. We've explained the connection between Soita and Nazi. Raya Soita b'kukula yase atzme minayay. But the Pasha continues, Pasha's Nazi continues, and it seems to be sort of disjointed. The next thing that comes along is Birchus Kohen. And after that comes the Karbonus and the Seir. Says this is Shalom, there lies in here a message for us which solves our problem. It says, those three parshas of Nosiv, Birchas Kohanim, and of the Nesiim represent three different dargas in Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. See, what's clear from what we've seen in the Rambam, we've seen in the Gemara from Rebbe Elazar Kapar, is that Olam Hazeh has some part to play in it. And it's fairly obvious to us that it does, because otherwise we wouldn't be in Olam Hazeh, we'd be Malachim. So the Gashmir side, the physical side, has a part to play. The question is, what is that part? So, the first stage is like this. So, Roya Saita Bikukula, you have to ask me in a yay. You have someone who's Roya Saita Bikukula, and he sees what happened to her, and he thinks to himself, could it be me as well? Could it be me as well? He realizes that he has to take very strong action to ensure that he doesn't fall into the same type of traps. He's got a shock. He's realized that he's lacking in certain ways. In Apotropos Arroyos, and he could end up the same. Yes, that's Mumilei. What he has to do is, he has to, and the Rambam, of course, elsewhere, talks about this, that in there, in Shemona Prokim, this talks at length, that when a person realizes he's got a weakness, he has to move himself to the other extreme so as to ensure that this weakness doesn't trap him. So he realizes that the physical part of life, the Gashmir's part of life, is a danger for him. He needs to take action to ensure that he doesn't fall into that trap. That's Yase Atzmi Minayai. But it's not ideal. It might be necessary under the circumstances. As we see, the young man who came in Adorim says that he bikishitidini mina oilam, my Yetzirah was trying to drag me out of this world, to destroy me in this world. And I realized I had to take some strong action. That was the Shem Shemaim. And he's a Kodesh. But at the same time as being a Kodesh, it's not perfect what he's doing. Because what is he doing? What he's doing is he's overwhelming, he's crushing the Gashmias, the physical part of him, so as to ensure that it doesn't trap him, that he doesn't fall prey to the Yetzer. Not ideal. It's necessary, but not ideal. He still needs a carbon. Because Asher Chota, he sinned. It's a balancing act. It's true he had to do it, but Tziat Mimin Ayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Yayin to enjoy, gave him Yayin to use. And Tziat Mimin Ayin was necessary, but not ideal. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, Birchas Kohanim represents the next stage. I'm not going to say exactly as he says it, but basically. Birchas Kohanim represents the next stage. What do we say at the beginning of Birchas Kohanim? Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yivarechacha is benachosim, b'mamayim, benachosim. Because Baruch Hu should give you, bench you, with what? with the Gashmias. What's v'yishmerecha? Says the Sifri. There's different explanations of Yishmerecha, but the Sifri says of Yishmerecha, Yishmerecha min ha-Yetzahara. So, Yivarechacha, it's a Birchas Kohanim that a person should have what to live on. A person should be able to live at a decent standard and should have what he needs. But at the same time, there is a danger, Yishmerecha. You should be able to control that Yetzahara. You should be able to enjoy the Gashmias whilst controlling the Eitzar. That's a higher Madriga already. That means living in Olam Hazeh and yet staying absolutely true to the Torah. That's a higher Madriga. That's already Vrech Hashem Yishmerecha. So Nazi is a Kaddish, but he gets it wrong as well. Whilst the next Madriga up is much better. But that's not the end of the story. Because in reality, the ultimate is where a person utilizes the gashmias, the physical, in his avodas Hashem Yisbarach, just like he uses his ruchnis, the spiritual, in his avodas Hashem Yisbarach. And that's the next stage. What did the Nesi'im bring? This wonderful con, they brought sheshek leitzav. They brought six wagons with the oxen. The way I understand the Sidushan on this is, what he's saying is, those wagons, I mean, who has their own personal transportation systems? People have a lot to transport. Tesco's have an entire transport system. Why? Because they have enormous amounts of schoya to move around. Actually, those sheshek leitzav represent wealth. They represent success. Given to be used entirely for the Mishkan. In other words, what it represents is taking the gashmias, taking the physical, and utilizing that as well in our avodas Hashem Yisbarach. That's the ultimate. That's the carbon of the Nesi'im. And I thought that maybe we can even say that that's what we were saying in Davening. So let's sit around. In the Siddur, in Birchas HaShachar, end of Birchas HaShachar, we say Yiratzim Mifanech Hashem Elokeinu Ve'Elokei Avseinu Shetagileinu B'Sei Sechel V'Dabkeinu B'Mitzvei Sechel. Don't bring us to an aveira. Don't allow us to an aveira. Because we don't want to come, Lady Day Nisayon, Lady Day Bizayon. We don't want the Nisayon because we don't want the Bizayon. Araya Saita be Kilkul, Ayaz Asmimin Ayayin. The Kilkul is the Bizayon, the incredible Bizayon. We don't want that. So we don't want the Nisayon either, Ribbon Shalayon. That's what the Gnosis does. Yase Atzma Minayayin. That's stage one. But then we dive in further to the Ribbon Shalayon. Like, take us a Madrega above that. Vantashlet bonu yitzahara. The yitzahara shouldn't have shlita over us. That's yivrechach Hashem v'yishmerecha. That we should be able to actually utilize the gashmias in this world without having a negative effect on us. Vantashlet bonu yitzahara. And then we're mispalo, because that's how you mispalo. You mispalo for one thing, and then for the next stage, and then for the next stage, you start at the lower end first. Then we say, V'dabakeinu b'yetzah tov, u'v'masim tovim, v'choyf esitzreinu li'shtabed loch. Not only should we be dovuk to masim tovim, but choyf esitzreinu, b'ayin shalem, help us. Choyf esitzreinu, the yitzreinu we're talking about is the yetzahara. Bind the yetzahara. Force the yetzahara, li'shtabed loch, to serve you as well. We don't just want to defeat, to get rid of our Yetzirah. We want to turn the Yetzirah into a tool for Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. V'chayfes Yitzenu, that's the Karbanos HaNesi'im. Where you take the Gashmias, where you take the wealth, where you take the bracha that the Ribbono Shel Olam has given you, and you utilize that in Avodas Hashem Yisbarach as well. Thank you very much for listening.